This slide doesn't look anything like what we've been studying above, but it is, in fact, a direct manifestation of it. What we have here is a skeleton model of a single histone octamer containing only helix 1. Although it may be difficult to appreciate in this view, the hypothetical structures of the subunit N-termini and their associated DNA at the four corners of this very octamer are essentially identical to the structure we've been looking at in the slides immediately above, differing only in minor details concerning the mode of connection between the subunit N-termini and the octamer core. Don't worry if you can't see it, because we'll be looking at this sort of structure much more closely later. The important thing to note now is that this, like all protamine-based histone models, places a DNA tetraplex at each of the four corners of the histone octamer. If, in the slides above, I've been explaining myself adequately, which is probably a big if, then you'll understand that in this particular model, we have attributed each instance of mutual intercalation of base pairs to two adjacent histone octamers. And since the fundamental motif shown here is only one of those two, we see, therefore, an octamer core associated with four DNA duplexes, not tetraplexes, at the corners, each duplex impossibly stacked at 6.8 angstroms. These only become tetraplexes when other octamers are brought in and intercalated.